receiving the atonement through personal sacrifice. Elder Bruce C. Hafen teaches that the Savior accomplished essentially three things through his atoning sacrifice. First, he provided for the remission of our sins if we repent, enabling us to be justified or perfect in Christ. Second, he compensated for the mistakes we unknowingly commit, the sicknesses we experience, the psychic and social traumas caused by mistreatment or even terrible abuse during our childhood, and so forth. He compensated for all of these things. And third, he facilitated the process by which we can be sanctified and eventually become perfect like Christ. These ideas were written in Elder Hafen's book called The Broken Heart. Even those who have suffered from profound injustice and felt deeply misunderstood can find infinite understanding in Jesus Christ. Because his love and his atonement go deeper than all of our traumas, he is the ultimate source of healing. When he is our true foundation, he sustains any blow, no matter how piercing or blinding or powerful. One woman writes, "I always felt the atonement was for sin. I had never thought, ever, about being for burdens or for heartache. And even when I asked the Lord to take a problem from me, the word atonement didn't come into my mind. My thinking was more along the lines of, take this from me, take care of it, I don't want it, I can't deal with it anymore. But I've come to realize after several experiences what has happened when I have accepted the Lord's atonement for my trials. Literally everything I have felt, it was as if he had felt it before. I learned to believe that he had carried this for me already. So why was I carrying it? I didn't realize how unhappy I must have looked before, because I can't tell you how many people could see the change. They would come up to me and say, 'You look so much better. What have you done?' Well, I knew what I had done. I had gotten rid of all the burden." Close quote.
This is the end of the second CD. Please continue listening on CD number 3.